in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1-2-3-0.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. This is the People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good Monday morning. And we're talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. And we're in July, and this is a good month, literally, right?
It is, because it's ice cream month, and who doesn't like ice cream? So it's all about celebrating that this month.
Right. We can get this right here. There we go. I think Mike's, I'm counting, but I'm counting backwards, so it's like, okay, I'm not seeing any needle movement there, so, but anyway, as you said, ice cream month, and so I assume we're going to talk a little bit today about ice cream.
Yes, all things ice cream today.
Which is a dairy product, so all right, I'll tell you what, before we get into it, why don't we go ahead and get the break out of the way, and we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Talking today with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council, and this is July National Ice Cream Month. I didn't even know that existed, but
we got a national month or day for everything, but everybody likes to celebrate ice cream.
Oh, so. Exactly. And you know, like I said, couldn't pick a better thing to celebrate.
Exactly.
How did this all get started?
So back in 1984, President Ronald Reagan designated July as National Ice Cream Month, as he kind of recognized that ice cream is a fun and nutritious food. So I also want to tell all the listeners out there that the third Sunday of the month is National Ice Cream Month. It's coming up this Sunday on July 19th. So a lot of times if you have, you know, a local ice cream shop, things like that, they might be having some deals on National Ice Cream Day. So if you want, or if you just want to celebrate, that's a good day to celebrate ice cream. So on July 19th, get out there and get some ice cream for yourself. But ice cream is super important all year long because of the you know, it generates a lot of money in the industry as well. Mm-hmm. Almost $21 billion in annual sales in this country. About 9% of all the milk in the U.S. but made by dairy farmers is turned into ice cream. So we're some ice cream connoisseurs around here.
Exactly, exactly. But yeah, you probably don't remember Ronald Reagan too much, but
just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I do, but you know, I said you can almost imagine him. It's like, well, we're going to make this National Ice Cream Month.
It's a good plan. I like it.
Right. But no, it's and it. It's not considered healthy, but yet it does have some healthy benefits to it because it's got dairy in it.
Exactly. You still get those, you know, 9 essential nutrients that you get from dairy whenever you consume ice cream. Mm-hmm. It is still a dessert, so we have to kind of look out for that. But, you know, all that extra sugar and things like that. But it still does have more nutrient benefits than most desserts
right.
do.
So how is it made, actually?
So this is kind of fun. I did some research on this recently, and the way that ice cream is made is that the milk proteins in the ice cream mix with the fat in the milk cream, which whenever you're mixing it up to make that ice cream, it forms a stable mixture. And whenever, you know, I don't know if any of you that are listening have made ice cream at home, but while you're mixing, you're kind of whipping air bubbles into that ice cream the entire time, creating somewhat of a foam that once the ice cream is done, actually makes up that air, makes up about 20 to 50% of the final product by volume. And you would think, ugh, we're getting gypped on all that delicious ice cream. But really what that air does is it prevents an overly sweet flavor while creating structure. So the better that this structure is, the more time that it takes to melt and for that flavor to release in your mouth so that the ice cream lasts longer. Mm-hmm. Another thing that's important in the ice cream making process is the ice crystals. So while it's mixing and freezing, that the water that's in the milk or the cream is freezing as well. And the smaller those crystals are, the creamier the texture. Sometimes you get an ice cream that has more of a grainy texture, but if it has really, really small, tiny ice crystals, then that's the creamy, creamy, delicious ice creams.
Yeah, I noticed some ice creams you get, you get them out of the freezer and they're like a brick. And others are always kind of, I mean, they're not soft, but they're a lot easier to dip into. It's just, I guess it depends on what.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that depends on. Depends, how cold your freezer is, right. Two, how much air has been whipped into it, and also how small those ice crystals are. Sometimes the creamier ice creams are actually harder because those ice crystals are so tiny and right next to each other. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason for that, too.
So, of course, we just know ice cream is good. We don't really have to know exactly all the scientific details.
Right? Yes, but some people might be interested.
True. And as we mentioned, it's a dessert. So, I mean, moderation somewhat. I mean, you don't want to sit down with a gallon and eat the whole gallon at one time. But although many times I'd like to. But how can you fit it into what we would call a healthy diet?
Yes, and you're exactly right. It is still a dessert, so we have to watch how much we're eating. So the recommended serving size for ice cream is about a half a cup or the size of a tennis ball. So I know I personally have a little bit trouble sticking to this serving size, but that's super important if you're working on a healthy diet to still fit it in. And like I said before, just because it's a dessert doesn't mean it's necessarily bad for you. It still has tons of good nutrients in it, those 9 essential nutrients that dairy provides. So you can kind of rest assured that even though this is a dessert, you're still doing good things for your body.
True, true. Yeah, I'm picturing a half a cup, and I'm like, I'm probably a little bit past that most times. But
yeah, generally, portion sizes are tough for all of us Americans.
Right. But as you've mentioned several times too, I mean, it does have a nutritional advantage over or some other desserts we could choose as well. So.
Exactly. It definitely does.
So there's a lot of different, if you go to your ice cream section, you can, you know, sometimes, especially some of your larger chain stores and that, it's almost like, okay, which do I want here? I mean, what's the difference between, we've got ice cream, we've got frozen custard, we've got gelato, frozen yogurt, sherbet, I mean,
there are so many. It's almost overwhelming. And really, the general difference is that they each kind of have a different recipe. So ice cream, the legal rule behind ice cream is it has to be at least 10% milk fat. As far as custard, it's very similar. You still have that milk fat going on there, but custard also has eggs. So those eggs that are in there kind of help to make it even creamier and things like that and add a little bit more flavor too. The big difference with gelato, this is actually an Italian style of ice cream, is this one has more sugar. So it's a little bit more rich than ice cream or frozen custard. So if you're diabetic, kind of watching out for that gelato out there. There's also sherbet. Sherbet is more of a low-fat option, so it has less than 10% milk fat, where regular ice cream has more. So if you're looking for a product that is a little bit lower on the fat percentages, sherbet might be a good option. And then there's also frozen yogurt. And typically frozen yogurt is kind of advertised as the healthier version of ice cream. And it's super delicious still. There's no real standard definition of frozen yogurt out there. All the recipes could vary. So that one's kind of tricky to define, but that's another option that is out there on the market.
Right. Sherbets, I remain mainly the ones I hear of the most is the orange sherbet.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm sure there are other flavors out there too, but that kind of got me with the gelato, though, the fact that it has more sugar, but yet the fat content can be lower than ice cream, though.
Exactly, yes. So it kind of, you know, we were talking about the nutrition of it before. There's an ice cream out there that can fit your dietary restrictions or needs. We can make it work.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, we got another break. Let's go ahead and take that, and then we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. July National Ice Cream Month here on The People Speak. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Again, we're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. July National Ice Cream Month, and we've already learned quite a bit about ice cream, and the main thing I know is it tastes good. That's that's the important part. Depending on what it is, too, it can also have some, you know, health benefits as well, because as we mentioned, you know, it does have dairy in it. So what about trends in ice cream? I mean, I know everything has its own little trends. Does ice cream?
Yeah, so there's tons of new trends going on with ice cream. People are constantly looking for the best way to make it. One new trend that has come to my knowledge recently is ice cream made with liquid nitrogen. So that frozen, you know, smoky looking liquid nitrogen. I know of one shop in St. Louis doing it, but it's basically where they mix it in like a KitchenAid mixer and then drop the liquid nitrogen, and that makes those ice crystals really small. And so it's really a creamy, delicious ice cream. So that's one of the new ones. There's also different trends in the flavors of your ice cream as well. You may even notice this in your local grocery store, but there's spicy ice creams out there, and that, you know, with like peppers and things like that, or smoky flavors and salty flavors. There's all sorts of different things out there. And then also another trend that I've noticed recently is the rolled ice cream, where they actually freeze the ice cream mix on a frozen stone and then scrape it up and roll it into these pretty little rolls that I don't know a better way to describe it than rolls. And some can make it look kind of like a rose and things like that. So that's kind of a fun way to serve it as well. And then there's always the seasonal flavors too. I know right now berries are in season, so that's kind of the popular flavor. And then once it hits October, we're going to see the pumpkin spice come out and things like that. So always check out those seasonal flavors. It's always fun to switch it up.
What were the ones that were out? They've been out several years because I remember them when I was younger, but the I think they call them Dippin' Dots.
Oh yeah, the Dippin' Dots. That's a whole nother realm of ice cream, and those are still popular. If you go to, well, nobody's going to baseball games right now.
True.
But if you go to baseball games or the zoo, things like that, you'll see Dippin' Dots, and those are just where they're flash frozen into little tiny balls, and that's ice cream too. It's just a different way to consume it. And the thing with the Dippin' Dots is that the way that they're frozen like that is it helps to release the flavor slowly into your mouth, so that it really gets you to savor that flavor of the ice cream.
Okay. So I hear you got a new ice cream infographic.
Yes.
What is that?
Yes. So we developed a new infographic just for Ice Cream Month this year, and you need to use in the future too. But the new ice cream infographic, the one half of the page just shows you how you can make ice cream at home. And I know a lot of people are looking for things to do with their kiddos, especially, you know, after quarantine, we're running out of ideas. So this is a way that you can make ice cream in a bag with some ice and salt and just shaking it or having your kids shake it at home to make some ice cream in a bag. So check out our website at www.stldairycouncil.org, and that infographic is on there. That infographic also has a ton of fun facts about ice cream, things like the official term for a brain freeze, which I can barely pronounce. It's sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia. It's a big word. So that's
what you said.
Yeah. Exactly. Or that, you know, talking about how much the average dairy cow will produce in their lifetime, which ends up making 9,000 gallons of ice cream throughout their lifespan. Or how many licks does it take to eat a single scoop ice cream cone, things of that nature. So the infographic also contains that. So go head on there if you want to try to make ice cream at home and teach some fun facts to your kiddos.
Okay. I was just looking up here to see what I could find of things. The United States has actually the largest ice cream consumption in the world.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It turns out we love ice cream here in the U.S. And approximately, like I said before, approximately 9% of milk produced is in the U.S. is used to make ice cream because we love it so much. And also another fun fact is that 87% of us that live in the U.S. have ice cream in our freezers right now. And I know that I'm guilty of that personally. So we love ice cream here in the U.S.
Yeah, and we share it with our pets too, I know. I see a lot of people, especially go to the Dairy Queen or something, and you'll see them up there, and they'll get a cone, and all of a sudden you see them sticking it in the back seat, and the dog's head comes up.
Oh, yes, and it's becoming more of a trend now that people are sharing things with their pets. So they're like, you pull up to the drive-thru and you can ask for a pup cup at some places and things like that. So yeah, all sorts of fun things to celebrate in Ice Cream Month.
So, and they can get that's on your website then?
Yep, at our website at www.stldairycouncil.org, along with other fun things that are on our website, including coloring books, different activities that you can do with your kids at home. So make sure if you're looking for things, our website's a good resource for recipes too, now that people are cooking at home more.
Okay. They can also, if they get a question, they can email you then?
Yes. Shoot us an email at our info account. So info@stldairycouncil.org. Or make sure to follow us on our Facebook and Instagram. We are really trying to put a big effort into social media nowadays because that's what everybody is consuming. So check out our Facebook and Instagram. We're constantly posting recipes, fun pictures of baby cows. We're activities for your kids, all sorts of things on our Facebook and Instagram.
All right, so July Dairy Month, and what was last month?
Last month was June Dairy Month, where we celebrated all things cow related and dairy farmer related, and then this month we're celebrating Ice Cream Month. And next month we're looking forward to kids going back to school finally, and I'm sure if any parents are listening, you probably feel the same way. Finally the kids are going back to school, so and that's a lot of what we do at the Dairy Council too, is work with kids in schools and spread the good word about dairy and nutrition.
Right. So we'll talk to you again next month, I guess, and obviously, as usual, it'll be all things dairy. Do we have any more special months coming up down the road that you know?
The next special month that I can think of off the top of my head is October, which is farm to school month. So that one's always a fun one too. We do lots of farm tours during that month and all of that. So yeah.
All right. Well, Kelsey, thanks for stopping in.
Yep, and I will see you next month.
We will look forward to talking. If I can talk. Talking to you next month. That will wrap things up here on The People Speak. I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.